Chapter 28. Count Nightwing squinted at my parents, his mouth still open in shock. He locked his stare on my mom.
"Cynthia?" he cried. "Cynthia, what are you doing here?"
Mom smiled at him.
"Daddy, you finally woke up," she exclaimed.
"Huh?"
Kara and I both gasped in shock. Mom rushed forward and threw her arms around the old vampire. She hugged him for a long time.
"Daddy, you've been napping down here for at least 100 years, she said. "We didn't know whether to wake you or let you sleep."
Dad came rushing over too, a big smile on his face. He rested a hand on my shoulder.
"Did you meet our son, Freddy?" he asked Count Nightwing. "This is Freddy, your grandson."
"Grandson? Me? I'm the vampire's grandson?" Count Nightwing stared down at me, shaking his head. I could see that he was as confused as I was.
"Cynthia," he said to my mom. "Cynthia, my fangs. I've lost my fangs."
Mom slid her arm around the vampire's waist.
"Daddy, your fangs aren't lost," she told him. "They're in the glass in the bathroom, right where you left them."
"Here, over here," Dad said.
He led the way to the little bathroom in the corner that we never use. A few seconds later, Count Nightwing stepped out, adjusting the fangs over his gums with both of his thumbs.
"There, that's better," he said. "Now let's fly out of here. I'm so thirsty. It's been 100 years.
Mom and Dad turned to me.
"We'll be home soon," Dad said. "Make yourself a sandwich upstairs, okay? Make one for Kara, too."
I stared back at him, unable to get over my shock.
"But if you and Mom are vampires, am I a vampire too?"
I asked in a trembling voice.
"Of course," Mom replied. "But you're way too young to get your fangs, Freddy. You have to wait at least another 100 years.
I wanted to ask a million more questions, but the three of them began to flap their arms, up and down. In seconds, they changed into bats and flew out the basement window. I stared at the window for a long while, trying to calm down, trying to slow my racing heart. When I started to feel a little more normal, I turned to Kara.
"Wow,"
she said, shaking her head.
"Wow."
"I don't believe it either," I replied softly. She grinned at me.
"I knew you were weird, Freddy, but I didn't know you were that weird."
I wanted to laugh at that, but I was still too shocked to laugh or cry or scream or do anything. I turned away from Kara and counted to 20, trying to get myself together. It isn't easy to find out that you're a vampire. I really think Mom and Dad could have broken the news to me in a little better way. But I guess they didn't think it was any big deal. The door to the bathroom stood open. I stepped inside. "We never use this bathroom," I muttered. "We use the one across the basement." Kara followed me in. The mirrored door to the medicine chest was partly open. She pulled it open the rest of the way. The shelves were jammed with all kinds of jars and bottles, strange medicines and tubes of ointments. I saw a green glass bottle on the top shelf. "What's that?" I wondered. I stretched my hand up to pull it down, but Kara grabbed it first. "Give it back!" I cried. I shoved her. She shoved me back. She turned the glass bottle in her hand and read the name on the label to me.
Werewolf sweat.
Kara, put it back, I ordered. No, really, put it back. Leave it alone, Kara. Don't open it. Don't... She teased me. Grinning, she pretended to pull off the top. No, I cried. I swiped at it, tried to pull it from her hand. But I missed, and tugged off the top instead.
Whoa!
Kara cried out as a yellow liquid squirted over both of us. I rolled my eyes. Now what? I cried. Now what do you think is going to happen? Kara replied.